I was wondering if you call those greens or...
Yeah, that's what you call them, greens. Turnip greens or mustard greens.
They're pretty tasty.
Yes, they are. I'll just be glad to get to bring them in here. They'll be bringing them here pretty soon. We'll have to go find any of these pub jobs.
Well, you mentioned corn. What kind of corn did you grow to eat at the table? You just eat it on the cob.
Just the corn.
Sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
I had some in the garden. We didn't get to work our garden if we both got sick. Should have worked it out some for everybody, just finally grew it up.
We had the sweet corn in the garden. That's good to eat, you know, mixed it. Just near.
What do you call the outer covering on an ear of corn?
A shuck.
And then the stuff that comes up from the shuck and hangs out?
That's silk. You know that. You know that silk feeds the grain.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait a minute.
I thought the tassel fed the grain.
What?
Tassel.
The tassel feeds the silk, and then the silk feeds every grain. There's a silk on every grain.
Uh-huh.
You see. And then the tassel, that foliage on here, falls on this.
Uh-huh.
And then this silk takes it in to make the corn.
Hmm.
If you have one stalk out here in the field, just one stalk of corn out there in the field, it'll just have a few grains around on it. It won't never fill out, you see.
Well,
there's
got
to be more corn, you know.
Uh-huh.
Which can, just, what you call it on this,
mm-hmm,
top.
You sort of rain down on it.
It rains down on it, you know. It's going to, mm-hmm, be yellow stuff. It falls on these silks.
Mm-hmm.
And these silks feed the corn, the, mm-hmm, grain.
Hmm.
Does that sound pretty logical to you?
Yeah, that sounds good. I didn't know
see,
that.
See, everything about corn, it takes care of its own part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shuck. If it's broke, you know, if you just puncture that shuck just a little bit, it'll puncture a place in the corn. Say a bird picks a hole through there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there'll be a spot in there that'll be ruined.
Mm.
And anything else. And the shuck and the silk and the tassel if you have a corn thick, it has more of that foliage that falls on the silk.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it makes the biggest ear, and it fills, mm-hmm, it out.
In other words, a good full field.
Yeah, it fills the grains out, mm-hmm, big.
Huh. All the things I'm learning.
Well, that's true. Everything is just like anything else. It's true about the silk and the tassel. And without the tassel, you could cut one or two tassels out and make pretty good corn. But it's got to have some feed from it,
mm-hmm,
somewhere to go on that.
Mm-hmm. Hybrid corn, what do? They clip all the tassels off and then go around by hand and shake that pollen down?
I don't know. Now, that's where they built it, you know. They cut they didn't cut all the tassels out. They just,
mm-hmm,
cut some of them out when they were building it. I read that story,
mm-hmm,
about it. They didn't cut them all out, but they use some of that. There's too much in it somewhere or another.
Mm-hmm.
I read it. That Big G corn, Funk's Big G, I read the book on how they,
mm-hmm,
bred that up.
Well, it must be a science. Mm-hmm. Getting the right cross.
Smart men, you know, folks, 100 years from now, if you could be born back in and be in this country, it'd be quite different. Did you know it?
Oh, yeah. Think how much it's changed in the last 50.
Yeah, 10. You know, after a while, there won't be any cooking. I don't believe there'll be any cooking. I believe you just go get your tablet and go on.
That'll be awful, won't it?
Well, they're doing it now, ain't